Well, my boy, thanks to the artificial devices for the observation of other cosmic concentrations which I had seen and which were being constructed in that future Egypt on the initiative coming from the reason of the remote descendants of the members of the Learned Society of Akaldans, every one of these unfortunate favorites of yours, in spite of the Karitz Noctian sight that had long before become inherent in them, acquired the power to perceive freely, at any time, as they say, of the day or night, the visibility of all those remote cosmic concentrations which during the process of the general harmonious movement fell within the sphere of their observation. To compensate for the limitation of their organ of visual perception, they invented the following. Instead of placing their Tescuano, or telescope, on the surface of the planet, as was the custom in those days and still is, they placed it very deep within the planet, according to an idea which, by the way, had also come down to them from their remote ancestors, and carried out their observations of cosmic concentrations and found beyond the atmosphere of the Earth through specially hollowed-out shafts. The observatory I then saw had five of these shafts, each of them opened toward the horizon from a different point in the spaces occupied by the observatory, but they all converged at a small underground hollow, something like a cave. From there, the specialists of that time, called astrologers, made their observations for the purpose of studying, as I've already told you, the visible presence and the results of the reciprocal action of cosmic concentrations belonging to their own solar system as well as to other systems of our great universe. They made their observations through any one of five shafts, which looked out in different directions toward the horizon according to the given position of their planet in the process of the common cosmic harmonious movement in relation to the cosmic concentration being observed. I repeat, my boy, that although the chief particularity of the observatory erected by the three-brained beings of the future Egypt was not new to me, since this principle had also been applied in my observatory on Mars, the only difference being that my seven long tubes were placed not within the planet, but on its surface. Nevertheless, all their innovations were so interesting that for any eventuality, I even made a detailed sketch of everything I saw during my stay there and later made use of some of it in my own observatory. As for the other large structures there, I shall perhaps tell you more about them later. Meanwhile, I shall only say that all these separate, still unfinished structures were laid out not far from the observatory itself, and as I learned upon examining them under the guidance of the chief builder, a friend of one of our tribe, they were intended partly for the observation of other suns and planets of our great universe, and partly for determining and intentionally directing the currents of the surrounding atmosphere so as to obtain the climate desired. All these structures occupied a fairly large area in that locality and were enclosed within a special lattice fence made of the plant known as Zalnacator.